We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
That's right. Tomorrow, the LTBB National Convention. But right now, in the envelope, former president in the envelope, and today you're playing for a $50 gift card to Razor Bar. Razor Bar, two locations, Collegeville, that's where I go, and Wayne, Pennsylvania. Let Razor Bar keep you safe and handsome. And if you go to their website right now, razorbar.com, R-A-Z-R-B-A-R.com, if you're a new client, you can get a free haircut. So check that out. Ike, are we ready to play?
We're ready to play, brother.
All right, you're going to ask a yes or no question. We'll answer you. You'll get a guess at who the former president is. If you get it right, you win. Simple as that. Dave in Marlton. Dave, what's your question?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I'm going first. Okay. Is he in the top 20?
He is not in the top 20.
All right, I'm going to go with
3 seconds.
William Howard Taft.
Wow.
That's good.
That's good. So the first guess was William Howard Taft.
Yeah,
I was not expecting that one.
Me either. It's pretty good.
Nick in Westchester. Nick, what's your question?
Is the president from Pennsylvania?
He is not from Pennsylvania.
I'm going to go with, Thomas Jefferson.
Is it Thomas Jefferson? No, of course not. John in Oxford. John, what's your question?
Was he president before World War II?
He was not president before World War II.
Mm-hmm. Let's go with
good question.
FDR.
FDR! 215-592-9494. Former president in the envelope. Steve in Delaware. Steve, what's your question?
Hey, did he serve 2 terms?
He did not serve 2 terms.
Oh, that's a good question. That's
great
a good question.
JFK?
Yes.
Is it JFK? It is not. Aaron in Wilmington. Aaron, what's your question?
In the past 10 years?
He was not in the past 10 years.
I'm going to say Lyndon B. Johnson.
Lyndon B. Johnson. It is not. Grant in Paradise. Well, oh, whoa. Let's go to Gaetano in Havertown. Gaetano, what's your question?
Did he play for Michigan?
Did he play for Michigan? He did not.
Okay, then how about Jimmy Carter?
Is it Jimmy Carter, Jack? Oh! I thought you were going to get that guy, Tano. Good question. Good question, because you would have thought maybe we would have had Gerald Ford because he was a former football player, but we went with Jimmy Carter.
No, I wasn't going with no damn Gerald Ford.
Congratulations, Gaetano. Razor Bar has a location in Wayne, not far from you in Havertown, so hang on a second.
How about that?
How about that? Yes, we would. Yeah, we wouldn't have went with a Michigan guy.
How about that? Jimmy Carter, what was that, the fifth guess? Fourth guess?
Yeah, pretty early on, right? It always comes down to the questions, right? Two really good questions.
What?
That kind of separated it, right?
Yeah.
Because once you go one term, there's only a couple of guys that go one term. Mm-hmm. Could have been George H.W. Bush, the first George Bush. Could have been Jimmy Carter. You know, Jimmy Carter's still alive.
Yes.
He's 96 years old.
He's still alive. I've met Jimmy Carter twice.
You met Jimmy Carter?
Yes.
When you played for the
Falcons?
When
I was in the Falcons, man, Jimmy Carter used to come to the Falcons games. And, yeah, and he'd be on the sideline. He was in the locker room before the game. As a matter of fact, and true story, he was there. No, it wasn't the Eagles game. It was another like Monday night game though.
Oh, so he liked the primetime game.
Yeah, or it had to be. You know, he may sleep late during the day, and
That's true. Yeah. He got his nap in.
Yeah. I didn't want to say that, but, yeah, maybe that's what it was. And, but, yeah, man, I first time he walked through the locker room, they was, yeah, we were in the training room. They're like, yeah, President Carter's here. I'm like, President Carter? The hell is President Carter?
Like, right? Oh, President Carter.
Like Jimmy Carter. And I'm like, Jimmy Carter's here? Sure enough.
Man.
Sure enough, had a couple of little dudes with him. I don't know if they were Secret Service men or what.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, he had two people with him, and he's walking through, shaking hands, and Arthur Blank was bringing him through. Well, yeah.
Is that the only president that was in a game that you saw close to?
Yes. Out? Well, no. Bill Clinton and George W.
Really?
Not George W. Is George W. Which, no, George H.
George H. W. is the first.
Yes, that's who it was. George H. W. Yeah. At the they were out for the coin toss for the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, for the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 39, we walked out behind them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, as the team captains.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, Bill Clinton and George W. Bush. Now, that was the first time I'd seen a president in person.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, that was the first time I'd seen one in president.
Wow, they must have had a detail that was thick that was escorting them out there, huh?
Man, I just know they looked old as hell. That's all I know, man.
Yeah, yeah, they are.
And that
they
was
are.
What, 20? How long ago was that? 15 years, 16 years ago?
Yeah. No, they're much older right now. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. We'll take another phone call here this segment. I just wanted to give a special shout-out to my alma mater, Upper Moreland. Their football team is hosting a state playoff game tomorrow night against Archbishop Ryan, and I wanted to make sure I gave him a shout-out and didn't forget during the LTBB convention tomorrow.
Right.
So, get the win tomorrow night, fellas. I wish I could come, but, you know, I can't.
Oh, man. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. You know what? I had to watch my son and them play last week on Facebook.
You couldn't go?
Yeah. Because, I mean, some road games, they don't allow visitors.
Right.
Or they don't allow so many. But this game was up in North Jersey. I wasn't driving all the way up there. It was cold Friday night.
How was the visual of the game?
Oh,
pretty
it was
good?
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple kids doing the play-by-play and commentating. I couldn't.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, no, that was terrible. I'm telling you, one kid had to be – listen, I kudos to them for, you know, getting into the little biz this early. I give them credit for that.
But it was kind of like when DeCamera tries to do it on the Turkey Bowl.
No, bro, it had to be
– Yeah, who's worse, Dick Stockton or these guys?
No, Dick Stockton, without a doubt. Because at least I think – I swear one of them had to be 9, 10 years old, man.
Oh, is that right?
But that's how he sounded, like –
Well, so for
he may have been a teenager, but he sounded like he was like 9 or 10 years old.
A play-by-play of these professional play-by-play guys, they're like very, very early in their life. They probably are doing it at, like you said, 9 years old, where they're doing a high school game or they're doing a backyard game or something like that. So it's probable.
Why was I expecting replays during this? Like, dude, this is on Facebook. There are no replays.
Oh, so there are no replays? Oh, that's terrible. Come on, man. It's 2020. You can't get a Facebook replay? Right? Like a reverse angle?
Yeah, I'm like, man, I wanted to see that play again, man.
You're like yelling at the Facebook. Where's the producer getting the replay?
Seriously. Come on, man. Like, if they're going to do it, they got to do it right. I don't care if they're 9 years old. So where was the angle? Was it like press box just at the yard line?
Yeah, it was press box. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you don't get the end zone, like the end zone angle.
There wasn't a pylon camera for you to No.
No. It probably was some 15-year-old with a tripod and an iPhone there just
I'll bet you it was. Doing a live stream.
Did they have a rules expert? Did they bring in Sterator?
I swear to God, there was situations where it called for some sort of explanation of what was going on out there on the field. So I'm listening to them. I'll give them credit. They seem to be up on the rules.
So they knew.
Yeah, especially when it came to, like, a penalty or something like that. Like, they seemed to be up on it. But I just couldn't get past the voice of, like, a kid calling out the game. And I'm like, me and my wife are sitting there watching it. Now, I watched the entire thing, but I'm like, man, this is they're starting young. Start at a young age.
Start them young, Ike. I've never heard of this rule before, but last night in one of the – I think it was one of the MAC games – there was two number 10s on the field at the same time for the same team.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what college, because they have so many people.
Right, it's normally offense and defense.
Well, regardless, on a kickoff or a punt, so they got called for a two for like a multiple number.
Mm.
I've never heard of it before.
Also, they had somebody out there for special teams that had the same number.
210. It's called illegal numbering.
Wow.
And they give it – it's like an illegal – it's like a false start or they use something else for
illegal formation.
Illegal formation, right.
Yeah.
So they did that. That's what it was. It was the call. It's like illegal numbering.
Wow.
That was in the Toledo game.
Are you watching a little Toledo last night, little Mac?
I like the Mac on Wednesday nights, man.
Yeah, Maction.
There was action last night in some of those games.
Maction.
Yeah, the
Maction. It was Toledo and Ohio, wasn't it? It was Ohio versus somebody.
Yeah.
The game was on.
There was a couple games last
night. Yeah, Central Michigan. That's what it was I was watching.
Yes.
Central Michigan and Ohio.
Yeah.
Why was I watching that? Well, between the other.
It's pure Maction.
Between the other show that was going on, that's been going on for 2 days, yeah.
Yeah, the other show hasn't stopped in 2 days. Yeah. It hasn't stopped in 2 days at all. All right, let's get one phone call in here, and then we'll try to take some on the other side. Because P in West Philly's calling in. P, what are you doing, man? How are you?
How y'all brothers doing today, man?
Excellent. How
What's
are you?
Up, P?
Well, I first thank you very much for everything you did for the Birds. I watched you work your way up from special teams. I appreciate your grit.
Holler at your boy, P.
Most importantly, I want to thank our fans.
This phone call is going to start very awkward, and then it's going to get intelligent very swiftly. Okay, so
we're already at the awkward part. Go ahead. Yeah.
I'm going to take you back to the cartoon days where your superhero gets trapped in a room and he got walls closing in on him. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. That guy usually only had to deal with two walls. I'm going to give you four that Carson deals with. For one, the team is fundamentally stupid when it comes to football 101. Here's what I mean. When the owner allows a defensive coordinator to be hired before the head coach, that was a red flag for me. Here's another. You have a GM who has zero to do with the horrible play calls, I see. The play calls would be another wall, but he makes game day decisions on who takes the field. See, that's fundamentally stupid. It doesn't make sense. You got a guy like Jim Schwartz, wall number three. Now, just as one example for this guy, I do research because I'm addicted to football and I'm a pothead. And I feel like I'm doing more research than him. Joe Burrow, we seen in week three. This guy had been good against the blitz for 100% of his career, which was two games. His passer rating dropped substantially when facing five DBs or more. What did Jim do? Blitz the guy like crazy. Okay, and then we tied his team for the second time in a row. That's disgusting. I'll throw in the Pittsburgh debacle also with a struggling linebacker who should probably be working his way up through special teams. Okay, I could leave that alone. Doug Peterson, I think that was the Baltimore game, the two-point conversion. And this is just to go to his play calling. And here's what I mean when I say fundamentally moronic. You have some read-reaction type of play, which isn't even rolled out. You got a goal line defense that's condensed, and you don't have the common sense to stretch the defense out so there can be openings and you can puncture holes in it for that two-point conversion. You set up a play that takes forever to set up directly behind the line of scrimmage between the tackles. Of course, they sniff it out because they're professionals, and they see it, swallow it up before it had a chance to do anything. Mm-hmm. Now, here comes the ceiling coming down to smash my quarterback through the floor. Now you got a set of wide receivers, you probably never met these people before. I mean, like, come on. You got these guys who need more time to get open. You got a porous line that gives you less time than what's requisite for you to find receivers who need more time for you to throw to. I would like to know what quarterback in this league could thrive under those circumstances. Pat Mahomes isn't taking those 16.
P, thank you. We got your point. I wish we had more time because we don't. Because coming up next, the Marks and Reese text line. And the rest of your phone calls as well. It's Marks and Reese.
I need to call back more often. Call back, Pete.
He was good, man.
Yeah. He told me on hold that he put on his Carson Wentz jersey just to make that phone call.
I love it.
Sounds and like that's what I thought he was going to say. I didn't realize he had a whole breakdown of it, which was excellent. He was excellent, for real. All right. Marks and Reese coming back with the Marks and Reese text line and the rest of your phone calls. Don't go anywhere. But, hey, listen, don't go anywhere. Let's talk about hair for a second, all right? And Dr. Glatt, you've heard me talk a long time about Dr. Glatt. If you've listened to me on the radio, maybe you've seen some of the commercials that are on TV with Dr. Glatt. And, you know, it is 8 years ago, this past October, so last month, that I got the procedure done. And now I'm kind of like tied at the hip with Dr. Glatt, right? Like when I see people out at the grocery store, at least before we were a mask and everything. But even now, like, they're looking at the hairline or they're asking me questions. I'll get emails. I'll get direct messages on Instagram or Twitter, and it's at John Marks Media. You can follow me. You can ask me any questions that you have about it. But it really was life-changing, right? Because if you're worried about your hair and you're spending money on the sprays and the foams and the shampoos because you think that that's going to help your hair loss, you think that that's going to regrow hair, and then it doesn't do it, then you're left to shaving your head, which is fine, right? Like in 2020, you shave your head, it looks good. But what if you don't want to do that? Maybe if you want to salvage what's left of your hair and get your hair back. And that's what Dr. Glatt and his hair team are all about. Most experience, most success in hair restoration. You get your hair back. I mean, it's as simple as that. You get your hair back. And Dr. Glatt and his hair team are the best in Philadelphia. Most experience, most success. Call his office at 610-980-4000. 610-980-4000. Or once again, drglatt.com. drglatt.com. Marks and Reese, we're back. We will finish up on the phones. Tomorrow is the LTBB National Convention. Starts at 2 o'clock. So get ready for it.
That's
tomorrow's show. Let's get to the Marks and Reese text line, brought to you by the casino at Delaware Park. Delaware Park is open for gaming, live racing, sports wagering, and golf. Visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Text line. Text line, text line, text line.
Howie Roseman is why Carson Wentz can't have nice things. Hashtag LTBB for MVP. Scott from Delco.
There you go.
Howie Roseman.
For MVP?
Yeah.
Not sure that's going to happen.
In his heart. He's the MVP in Scott's heart.
Yes.
What's next?
Spike is crazy. Tomorrow at 2:01. Alexa, play KYW News Radio until 5:59. Jeff in Lansdale.
Hold on, Jeff.
Well, at least it's our
too
sister
far,
station.
Too far, Jeff.
Yeah, hold on, Jeff.
No, yeah. See, that's what he. But that's not what he wants. But that's what's going to end up happening. Not listening to the show because he says that. By the way, we didn't say we were going to give in to that. We control it, Ike.
Yeah, I'm asleep on whether or not I want to be insubordinate tonight or not.
We will. Yes, we'll regroup
like
tomorrow.
Like a true Bronco would.
What's next?
When John Mark says any type of numbers like 1-877 go Gaida, I can't help but think of 10-9-8-7-6 Sixers. Alex from Manny.
Here they come, team of the year.
1-2-3-4-5-6 Sixers. It gets like every time, too. That's the best part. Every time it's funny. It really is. What's next?
Orlovsky for OC and Seth Joyner for DC. Let's ride. Tony from the 700 level.
Yeah, but what about B-Doc? Yeah, you got to consider him for these. Maybe he's the
GM,
head coach.
GM.
Yeah, he's in the front office. He's in the front office.
Seth DC, Orlovsky, and play calling too, not just OC. You know, a lot of people now starting to ask questions about Doug and his play calling, and maybe someone else should have it.
Uh-oh.
That's the next thing that's going to happen.
That's a great idea.
And Doug is not going to be happy.
That is not a great idea.
I will have something on my face for sure.
What's next?
Crying in the club, listening to the Kelsey speech again. What a time. It's a shame this team sucks now. Jeff in media.
I gotta admit, that speech did make me want to cry too, man.
Yeah,
It made me want to cry. Like, yeah, we're never getting back to this again, man.
Yeah, did you forgot for a second where we are now, as opposed to where we are there, right? We need another one, Ike.
Yeah, we do. At least one more.
One more. What's next?
Dano is a god. John Fritz is the man. Ike is our fearless leader. John Marks is there. Tomorrow will be a day that lives in infamy. Can't wait to call in. I'm fired up. LTBB forever. Tom from Abington.
Well, Tom.
Well.
Your little shot at the end, you know. Perhaps my eyesight isn't necessarily great yesterday, and I omit. Oh, I didn't realize that was Tom from Abington holding for 3 hours. I didn't see that. Oh. Sorry, man. Must have just overlooked it. Didn't see that.
Oh, man.
All right, we have time for phone calls, but here's the rules. Make it quick. All right? Steve is in Las Vegas, New Mexico. Have you ever been to Las Vegas, New Mexico? I've been to Las Vegas, Nevada. Steve.
Hey.
What's up?
What's up, Steve?
Hey, John. Hey, number 58.
Holla at your boy.
Hey, LTBB, New Mexico representative. We are the original Las Vegas, by the way.
That's really? Right.
Let the Bronco buck. Yeah, we're the original Las Vegas, man. A little tiny town up in the Rockies.
Bull. Awesome, man. Is one of those towns population of like 80 on the sign?
10,000. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It's a little place.
Cool.
It's beautiful, man. But Ike, I love you, man.
Yes.
You are absolutely correct on everything you say, and everybody else is wrong.
No.
That's how it normally is, Steve. Thank you.
Most importantly, I want to thank our fans.
Anthony in Seattle. Oh, we have a Seattle caller. Hey.
Oh, Seattle.
So it's raining, of course. Go figure. Anthony talked to Tom from Vancouver from yesterday because Tom said he hangs out with the Seattle faction of the LTBB. Anthony,
yeah.
Are you there? Hello.
Yeah, I'm here. Hello. How's it going, guys?
What's up, brother?
What's up, Ant?
Shoot, man, just driving home from work, man, listening to you guys.
Cool, man. Good to talk to you.
Oh, yeah, you too, guys. Oh, yeah, man, I've been an Eagles fan forever, man. I started this little Northwest Bird Gang group out here since, like, 2012. We almost got, like, 800 members out here now.
Okay.
Is that right?
Okay.
So you're the originator of the Bird Gang. Are you from this area, or are you from out there and you just were an Eagle fan?
When I was in seventh grade, that my dad adopted me. He told me when my mom and dad got divorced. But he's actually from Philly. He joined the military and got stationed out here in Seattle.
Nice.
At Fort Lewis. So, yeah, I've been watching the Eagles game with him ever since I was 2 years old, and I've been learning all the players.
That's awesome.
All right, Ant. Hey, listen, you are a LTBB member or not?
No, I was calling in because I'm trying to be the Seattle one, man.
Oh, well, we don't have anybody else out there in
You get it, man.
What's it called, Rain City?
Yep, beautiful city, Seattle.
Yes.
My uncle is in Tacoma, not far. By the way, Tom from Abington said that he did not put that in the text message. He's denying it, Jack, saying that was added.
I plead the fifth.
Ah.
They need a little spunk, honestly.
All right, good.
Oh,
yeah,
man, that was
but
awesome.
but be careful because I will, like, I just said it out loud, but maybe I don't say it out loud. I'm just like, you know what, bleep him. I'm never putting him on again.
Well, I was going to explain to Tom what happened. Honestly, it was there for the taking, and I had to tank.
He couldn't help himself.
I had to tank Tom's credibility as a caller to the station for my own enjoyment.
Yeah, you got to realize, John, Jack's in that damn booth in there. He got his own thing going on with these callers.
Yeah, I know he does.
Right?
Yeah, he's got his own thing. We'll see. We'll see, Jack. I'm going to remember this. Don't worry.
Sorry.
I'm going to remember this, John Fritz.
Oh, that's right. So he took a shot at you.
Yeah.
Well, listen. All right. Tom's original text message. All right. So Tom's
saying is Tom's original text message is boring.
So Tom's original text message.
Tom's
original text message was this: Dan O is a god. John Fritz is the man. Obviously, Ike is our fearless leader. Tomorrow will be a day that lives in infamy. And there was nothing about John, so I figured Tom really wanted to say John Marks is there, and I thought it was better than Johnny Flip Flop. So I put in John Marks is there. I confess.
Well, at least you confess. Well, I mean, what other? But you have to confess now. You were confronted with it.
Yeah, somebody basically dimed you out, man.
Mm-hmm. Coming up next, we have Joe Giglio riding with the King, and Joe doesn't have a full 4 hours tonight because there is going to be a game.
Ah.
Who do you like tonight, Ike? It's a 7.5-point spread. Green Bay -7.5. Almost looks too easy.
Yeah, I'm going to take Green Bay -7.5. Although, I tell you what, I would rather go the under on the 49.5. I just don't think San Francisco can score much tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, Green Bay may put up 35.
Yeah.
And beat them 35-7.
Yeah. Yeah. No one wants to bet on the 49ers tonight, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I agree.
Take the under, yeah, or stay away from it.
Pizzadelphia 3, the takeout tour, presented by Gerhardt's Appliances. Tickets go on sale November 9th, and we can't do the Pizzadelphia Festival this year, so we're bringing the pizza to you. Every week, a ticket will go on sale that will get you a full-size pizza from 5 different great Philly pizzerias for just $25. 4 weeks, 4 different tickets, 5 pizzerias each week. See how all the pizzerias and sign up for pre-sale access at PizzadelphiaFest.com. It's brought to you by Trident Mortgage, Philadelphia, and Peroni. So that's coming up. The tickets are coming up for sale very soon. So get to PizzaDelphiaFest.com. Giulio riding with the King coming up next. We are back tomorrow. Ike, it is going to be the LTBB National Convention starting at 2 o'clock. See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!